Yes. Hi, Paul. So thank you very much for this really helpful conversation and all the information. They will help us in our discussions with my customer, Mercedes, tomorrow. Next week, we have our meetings with the global procurement head, and I feel well prepared. But to be honest, I don't feel well prepared when I talk to my daughter. And if she's asking me, is there risk of getting Atos getting bankrupt? What's the answer?
I think there's a variation on the theme. I think, let me just, actually, it's interesting you mentioned that, but for the interest of the team, there was some news at one point that we were going to what they call an ad hoc mandate. And so if you read it in the press, let me just really demystify it for you. What it is that you're going to a court that appoints basically think about it as a mediator. And the role of the mediator is just really to facilitate conversations between two parties. And so if, for example, things stall with the banks, and we feel that the benefit is to just really go and have a mediator that can kind of accelerate the discussions, because so many times that's what their role is, then you just really do that. That doesn't mean that, hey, we're just in trouble, but it is a mechanism used for that. There's another mechanism that people mention, which is called conciliation. And what that means is that, again, it's a little bit more advanced in a sense that the mediator in the first place, and this is a place where they are actually that party that is acting on behalf of the tribunal, in a sense, has a little bit more authority to force people to do certain things. So that's the second level of, you know, it's like in war game, DEFCON 1, DEFCON 2, or whatever you want to call it. The last one is just really what they call safeguard, which your daughter's asking, hey, is there a possibility that the company may find itself in that predicament? It's just also, it's only when all these other type of activities have not borne fruit and you are just absolutely stuck. That is when the tribunal, in a sense, or discussions come up with a very quick solutions to just really try to bring everybody together. But then in this case, they're forcing the outcome. In all cases, let me just make it sure that you understand, a bankruptcy in the form that people are talking about is one in which the company reemerges very quickly with all their with a different set of creditors, where the bondholders and the people have given, you know, extended debt to the company, with what they call get their debt converted into a smaller amount and then another amount in equity, right? So that's not that it's not the elimination of the company just stop existing. It's just really it exists in very quickly with a different form of a capital structure, where the debt holders become owners and their obligations get reduced. And there are a whole lot of example. I'm just giving you, there are a lot of example of companies that have just really emerged well and perform extremely well post that process. So that we want to go there is just to give you the sense that we're trying to find a solution, as I mentioned to you, that is really reasonable for everybody, which is the one that is currently on the table. But there are a few mechanisms along the way that can be used to just really expedite a resolution. So you can tell your daughter that is not right now in the cards. And right now, the management have confidence that they're going to be able to steer the ship and avoid having to use that mechanism. And that's a different than total bankruptcy, where you just really liquidate everything and the company ceases to exist. This is what we're talking about. Safeguard is the company still exists, but the capital structure is reorganized. It's much more like a reorganization than what is, if you think about it. Hopefully you can talk to her. I don't know if she'll understand it fully.
Yeah, I need to translate it into a simple
I think the answer is no. I think that's right now the company is not going to get there.